Good morning.
大家早上好。
Almost forgot, I have to speak English. Let us begin by reading a story from the New Testament Bible.
我们要先一同来读在新约中的一个故事。
It's in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19.
在路加福音的十九章。
The Gospel of Luke, chapter 19, verse 1 to verse 10.
路加福音十九章从第一到第十节。
I think we'll ask our brother to read this in Chinese.
我们用中文来读一次。路加福音十九章一到十节，耶稣进了耶利哥，正经过的时候，有一个人名叫撒该，做税吏长，是个财主。他要看看耶稣是怎样的人，只因人多，他的身量又矮，所以不得看见。就跑到前头，爬上桑树，要看耶稣，因为耶稣必从那里经过。耶稣到了那里，抬头一看，对他说：“撒该，快下来，今天我必住在你家里。”他就急忙下来，欢欢喜喜地接待耶稣。众人看见，都私下议论说：“他进到罪人家里去住宿。”撒该站着对主说：“主啊，我把所有的一半给穷人，我若讹诈了谁，就还他四倍。”耶稣说：“今天救恩到了这家，因为他也是亚伯拉罕的子孙。人子来为要寻找拯救失丧的人。”
Can we try to say the last verse together?
我们可不可以试着一同读最后一节第十节？人子来为要寻找拯救失丧的人。
For the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost.
人子来为要寻找拯救失丧的人。
You know, December is always a very busy time.
十二月是一个很忙碌的日子。
People tend to celebrate this thing called Christmas.
那人们要庆祝这个圣诞节。
And Christmas, by very simple definition, is that someone was born.
圣诞节的这个就在它那个意字的意思就是说是某个人的生日。
Now why was he born?
为什么他会降生呢？
Why was he here?
为什么他会来呢？
Why did he came amongst people?
为什么他来到人们当中呢？
Verse 10 says, For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost.
第十节这里讲到那个目的是人子来为要寻找并拯救失丧的人。
This story happened in the city of Jericho.
这个故事发生在这个城市叫做耶利哥。
Jericho back then was a very busy city.
耶利哥在那个时候也是一个很忙碌的城市。
And when Jesus came to that city, his fame had already widely spread.
当耶稣来到这个城市的时候呢，他的名声早已经在这边被传扬了。
So in this busy city, people lined up the street trying to see him.
所以在这个很忙碌的城市里面呢，人们就聚集想要来看他。
And they know that he has done miracles in the past.
他们知道说他在过去行了许多的神迹。
They know that he had great teachings.
他们知道说他有伟大的教训。
So all the more people wanted to come and catch a glimpse of who he is.
所以大家都很好奇，很想要来看一看这究竟这位耶稣是怎么样的。
Now in this big crowd, there is one particular character. His name was Zacchaeus.
那么在这个拥挤的人群当中呢，有一个人叫做撒该。
And he has a job. He's a chief tax collector.
那他有一个，他的职业是税吏长。
Now if you've been to church long enough, the brothers and sisters will tell you that in Jesus' time,tax collectors was not a very good job.
那当然，如果各位你来到就是在教会中来到很多次的话，你大概都知道听过，在耶稣那个时代，就是第一个世纪的时候，这个税吏长啊，不是一个很受人欢迎的。
But in a busy city like Jericho, there are bound to be many, many tax collectors.
啊，所以在耶利哥这么大的一个忙碌的城市里，就很多的税吏。
And our character today, he was the chief of all the tax collectors.
但是这位撒该他不是只是一个税吏，他是税吏的长。
Now, back in those days, to hold this position, you gotta have some skills.
所以你想想看，在那个时代，你要能够拿到这样的这个位置，你肯定是要很有技巧的。
First of all, you need to have some money because this job needs to be bought.
首先呢，你就本身就得很有钱，因为这个职位是买来的。
And then you need to know some tax rules.
那你当然要知道税率了。
Now in today's world, I don't know how you call this in the States, but in Canada, where you're called chartered professional accountant.
我不知道在美国这个职这样的工作叫有什么样的这个头衔，但是在加拿大的话呢？Could you repeat that? Sorry.
Chartered professional accountant.
个特许的
专业的
会计师。
There we go. And you need to know enough about the laws.
你真的是对法律很熟悉的。
And then you have to deal with the foreign government, which is the Roman government.
Yeah, 而且你还要必须要跟这个其实是外国的政府打交道，因为那时候是罗马在统治。
Now, this man, and he has skills.
所以这个人他是很有能力，很有技术的。
He knows how to do business.
他知道怎么做生意。
He knows how to get money out of you.
他知道怎么样从钱从你的口袋里拿出来。
And that is not an easy thing.
这不是简单的事情。
And when he got success in life, I don't know where is the best housing market here in Seattle, but imagine that he lives in the best district.
你想想看，当然我们不知道他那个时候是怎么样，但是你如果想说在西雅图这个地方，所以他因为他很有钱，所以他是住在最好的区。
And probably he had servants at home serving him.
他家里肯定是有仆人的。
And on top of all this, this man was healthy.
而且呢，这个人还很健康。
How do we know that?
我们怎么知道呢？
Because he climbed the tree.
因为他可以爬树。
Now how many of you here can climb tree today?
那我们这当中有多少人可以爬树？
very good.
啊，有几位可以。
Very good.
Yeah.
Not very many, is it?
当然不是太多人都能够爬树。
Now, particularly when those of you raise your hand, are you wealthy and well positioned in society like this man was?
那我想问就是说，那刚刚举手的那几位，你是不是在社会中有你很有财富，而且很有社会地位呢？
When you get to that point in society, you don't need to climb trees.
Yeah, 当你在社会跟财富上有一定的地位的时候，你大概不需要去爬树了。
So probably with a bit of a guess.
所以呢，我们大概可以猜想。
This man was relatively young.
这个人应该是还蛮年轻的。
Relatively healthy.
很健康。
Relatively wealthy.
哎，相对的也是很有钱的。
Now, regardless of what time in history or wherever you live, this is considered success.
所以不管在人类的历史的什么情况中，如果是年轻、健康又富有，这个我们都称之为成功人士。
The Bible says,
那么圣经怎么说？
Because he wanted to see Jesus like the rest of the crowd.
他很希望能够像其他的人一样能够看见耶稣。
So he ran toward the crowd.
所以他又跑到大家的前头去。
But he couldn't see.
但是他还是看不到。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because he was short.
因为他身量太矮了。
Because he was short.
他实在太矮了。
I am relatively not short.
我是相对的不是矮的人。
Now, I cannot make...impolite jokes about being short.
所以我不能够开这种不适当的玩笑。
I cannot risk hurting your feelings. Okay.
Yeah, 我不希望大家不高兴。
So I'll say something about me.
所以我就只能讲我自己。
I think a couple years ago, when my kids begin to make a comment about me.
几年前呢，还是几个月前，我的孩子开始对我有一些的评论了。
He said that.Your hair is getting less.
爸爸，你的头发越来越少了。
Perfect translator. And I said, no, it's not.
说没有啊。
But one of my kids, trying to justify themselves, said, here's a photo of you from many years ago.
但是有孩子当中一个呢，他要证明他所说的是对的，他就说：“你看，这个是你多年前的照片。
”You know, in our life, we consider ourselves successful in many, many ways.
你知道，在我们的人生中，我们对于这个成功啊，觉得有很多的不同的方面的。
We are content with our life in many, many aspects.
我们对许多方面我们会觉得知足。
However,
但有一点
，In life, sometimes there is this word, but.
但是 就是有这个但是啊。
This man Zacchaeus had it all, but he was short.
这个人什么都有了，但是这个但是就是这个转折点，就或者说这个致命点，他是矮的人，他是太矮了。
Once our one of my church brother, before he believed in the Lord Jesus,
有一个弟兄他在信主以前
，when he was attending a gospel meeting like this,
他在也是像我们今天一样来到聚会，来到福音聚会当中。
When the preacher up there was telling him all about Jesus, all about how man needs a savior.
当传道人讲到耶稣，讲到说他是怎样的一位救主。
Now because he doesn't have the microphone, but in his heart he disagreed.
他是那个坐在底下的这位呢，他没有麦克风，但是他心里面是不同意的。
And even though he did not speak with a voice, but whatever the speaker said, he had something to say against it.
虽然他没有讲台啊，但是那个传道人不管传道人说什么，他在心里面他讲的就是反对的话，不同意的话。
But suddenly, when he was going over the life that he had,
忽然之间他回想他的一生
he thought how wonderful he was as a student, as a worker in a company, as a husband, as a father.
他想到说他是怎么样的一个好学生，然后怎么样好在工作上怎么样一个好员工，怎么样做好丈夫和好父亲
that he was responsible in every possible way.
他在每一个方面他都是一个非常负责任的人。
That he excelled in every possible thing that he did.
在每一件事情上他做的都是做到很完美的，很成功的。
And then as he sat, he remembered something.
但是他坐在那里的时候他忽然想起一件事。
There was a time when his father was kind of sick.
然后在那个时候就是他父亲生病的时候。
When he had the opportunity to take his father from the rural area of the country to the big city to the good hospitals, when he had the chance and the resources, he didn't.
那个时候他其实有机会，他有资源，他可以把他父亲呢从那个乡下地方接到城市来接受比较好的医疗照顾，但是那时候他没做。
And that was his but.
这就是他的那个但是。
In everything he did well, and then he remembered.But there was something he didn't do right.
他每件事似乎都做得很好，但这里就有一件事，这个但是呢，这件事他没有做对。
You probably would not imagine, maybe about 20 years ago, before I became a Christian, I was not quite like this.
你可能没办法想象，二十多年前我还没有信主的时候，我不是现在这个样子。
When my grandparents, needed to go to church,On Sundays.
我的祖父母有时候要去教会聚会。
Now I would drove them.
我就开车载他们去。
Drove them to very much a building like this.
就是带他们到教会的会所，就像这个地方。
Drove them to the parking lot like this.
就像带他们到停车场，就像这里一样。
They would get out of the car.
他们就下了车。
And come in and sit in like you guys.
然后他们就进到会所中坐下，就像。各位在这里一样。
But I would not get out of my car.
但我不下车。
I would go out and I don't know wherever it is that is open, I'd go.
因为我就不知道，反正就是到处去晃吧。
Now you would not believe this 20 some years ago when you thought of Barry and how he would quit his job and serve the Lord full time.
Yeah, 二十多年前你不会想象的，这个李和他会居然会把工作辞了，做全时间的工人。
Back then when I first went to the church meeting, when I heard the gospel, when the preacher asked, does anybody want to believe the Lord, you can raise your hand, and I did.
那时候发生了这件事，就是当我来到教会，然后有传道人问说有没有人愿意接受耶稣，请举你起你的手的时候，我举起我的手。
And since I raised my hand, you know, I began to come to the church meetings.
自从我接受了耶稣，我就常常来到聚会中。
And everywhere I go, people ask me, "Are you a Christian?" I say, "Yes, I'm a Christian."
到各处去，别人问我说：“你是基督徒吗？”我说：“是的。”
But you know, when you come to the meeting, a little bit longer,
但你来到聚会中，多一些时间的时候
you not only just sit here, you begin to look around and observe and make friends.
你不仅是来聚会啊，你还是会观察，然后你会交许多的朋友。
Very soon, I discovered some phenomena that kept repeating.
我很快就发现有一些现象呢，他们是会重复的。
Some people would come with their children, drop them off at the front door, and the parents walk out.
有些人就是把孩子们送到门口，然后自己就离开的。
So in my mind, they treat this like a daycare.
所以呢，他们就觉得说这里呢，好像是一个
幼儿
园。
Some other people, when you sit down, they tell you.
有些人呢，他们会坐下来跟，然后告诉你
，I have this kind of product that'll really make your life easier. Do you want some?
他说我有这个产品啊，会让你的生活更好的，你要不要呢
？And that really put me off.
这就让我觉得很不自在。
That really disappointed me. You know.I'm a new believer. I don't even do the stuff that you guys are doing.
会让我觉得很难过，很失望。说我还只是个新的，我只是刚信主的，刚蒙恩的基督徒，我不会做这样事。结果你们这信主很久的人，居然做这样的事。
So for those reasons, I stopped attending church regularly.
因为这样的缘故，我就开始不再来聚会。
I became what is known as a holiday Christian.
我就成为了一个所谓的这个节日的基督徒。对
So you'll see me in church on Easter, Thanksgiving, and Christmas.
你会在三个节日看到我，就是在复活节、感恩节跟圣诞节的时候看到我。
Usually whenever there's a big meal served, I will be there.
通常就是说那个时候就会有一个很这个好的爱宴的时候。
And one day when I was talking to somebody on the bus, one of my classmates.
有一天我在我这个在巴士在公车上跟我一个同学谈事。
And she asked me, she's a Christian, and she asked me, are you a Christian?
她是基督徒，她问我说你是基督徒吗
？Yeah, of course, I've been a Christian many years.
她就说我就回答说是啊，我已经成为基督徒很多年了。
And then she said, do you go to church?
她说你去教会吗
？I said, I don't really go to church.
我说我没有真的去了。
There's a red flag, okay?
就是这里就竖了一个红旗了。
And then she asked me why, and I gave her all the reason I just told you.
然后我就跟她解释说所有的原因为什么不去呢
？And then she stopped for a moment to think.
她就停了一下想一想。
And then she said, "We go to church to see God, but not to see man."
我们去教会、去聚会是为了见神，不是为了见人。
And I took that with me, and I went home and I thought about it.
回了家，我把这个话好好想了一想。
There I was, someone who thought good about myself.
在那个时候，我觉得我自己不错。
You know, I don't do the wrong things that these people tend to do.
我没有做那些不该做的事情。
You know, I feel pretty good about myself.
我觉得我自己不错的。
But,
但是
then I realized I had a problem. In the Bible, it's called pride.
但是这个时候我明白了，这就是圣经中讲到的骄傲在我的里面。
Pride elevates myself against everybody else.
骄傲使我自己把自己提升了，觉得我好像我比别人更好。
Pride considers that I am on the higher moral ground than other people.
骄傲使我觉得我站在道德的制高点上。
Even though I don't say it,
虽然我嘴巴里上没有讲。
I don't show it.
我没有在表现出来。
And even in my heart, I did not know that's what it's called.
甚至在我的心里面，我并不认识到说原来我是有骄傲在作祟的。
But when I had a chance to come before God and to think about my life.
但是当我真的有个机会来到神面前思想我的人生的时候
Now in the midst of all the good things and the positive things,
在这一切好像是正面的好像是 好的这个情况中
There was a but.
这里有一个但是
When faced with the perfect God, there always seems to be one but.
当我们来到这位完全的神面前的时候我们会真的发现说即使我们好像有很多的好，有一个但是。
When that revelation, when that light begins to take hold in my heart.
当这样的开启，这样的启示，光照在我的里面的时候，
I begin to see other sins, that I had, not just pride.
我就不仅看到了骄傲，逐渐看到其他所有的这些罪在我的生活中。
Now, in the Bible, there are things called quick-tempered.
圣经中讲到我们很容易轻易的发怒。
And talk about people behind their backs.
我们在别人背后讲坏话。
And many, many such things called sins.
有许许多这样的都是罪。
Many things that other people would not know.
许多别人不知道的罪。
Many things about me, and you see dressed up in a suit, you would not consider.
许许多多我们看起来似乎很别人看不到的隐藏的，我们你看到我好像是穿得很合适站在这里，但实际上不是这样。
But the things that are hidden in our life, the darkness, the power of sin that is in our life, is yet invisible, unknown to even to us.
那些隐藏的黑暗的，许许多多在我们的生命中是甚至是我们自己不知道的。
When we come to this character Zacchaeus,
所以当我们来思想这个人物叫撒该的人，
he was a tax collector.
他是个税吏的长。
At the time of the Lord Jesus, the nation Israel was under the Roman government.
那个时候在这个在主耶稣在地上的时代呢，以色列是在罗马政府的统治下。
So the Romans would hire these Jewish people to gather money from their own Jewish people.
所以罗马政府呢，他就会雇佣一些犹太人，好，那这些人在犹太人当中来收税。
And these people are considered traitors among the Jews.
那么这些收税的这个税吏呢，对被犹太人敢来想呢，就觉得是叛国者。
They work with the foreign government.
因为他们是为了外国政府工作的。
And that's not the worst of their crime.
这还不是他们最糟的罪。
What is worse is that because they hold that position, they not only have to collect enough money to give to the Roman government, but also keep some for themselves.
税吏的问题还不仅仅说他们是为了帮外国政府做事，他们更大的罪呢是他们收了过于他们当收的钱，因为他们收到了钱的一部分是进他们自己口袋。
So even from his own account, he says, "I have taken from." Anyone by false accusation.
所以他这里讲到这个撒该他自己后来讲说呢，我若讹诈了谁
？You know, Zacchaeus, he was excluded by his fellow men.
你知道这个撒该他是被他同国的人所排挤的。
The only friend he has are people in the similar jobs.
他唯一的朋友啊。称得上朋友的就是其他也做税吏的人。
He was banned from every other ordinary society activity.
这个社会上其他任何的人都唾弃他。
And even though he lived in the grandeur of his house and in his big mansions, he was excluded from the people.
他虽然住在一个大豪宅里面，他却是被所有的人所排斥、所排挤。
Not only the people hated him.
不仅人们恨他，
Not only the people know that he, Zacchaeus, was a sinner,
不仅人们都知道他是个罪人，
he knows it for sure.
他自己也知道。
He knows what he has done.
他知道他自己做了什么。
He knows what he has done, offended the people, and offended God.
他知道他自己做了什么是得罪神，得罪人也得罪神的。
But he can't help it.
但是他没办法帮，他没办法。
That's his job.
因为这是他工作，
That's his life.
这就是他的人生，
That is the choice he had made.
这是他做的选择，
That's where he is.
这就是他现有的光景。
And when the Lord Jesus came to the city of Jericho,
当主耶稣来到耶利哥城的时候，
Now in this midst of the big crowd,
在这个这么拥挤的人群中，
And the Bible says he wanted to see who Jesus was.
这里讲到撒该想要看耶稣是怎样的人。
And he tried very hard, you know, tried to fight the crowd and try to get ahead.
他非常的努力，他试着要能够看到。
I wonder when he was in the crowd, was there someone who hated him so much and tried to trip him?
我在猜啊，因为别人这么恨他，他来到人群当中想要看耶稣的时候，会不会有人就踢他一脚，把他让他绊倒？
I wonder if two very tall guys saw him coming, they just blocked the way.
很可能也许有两个很高的人看到撒该来了，就两个人一同把他挤下去。
So he found a way, right? He was desperate, so he went onto the sycamore tree.
他没有别的办法，但他想到了一个方法，就是他爬到桑树上去。
And when the Lord Jesus came to this route,
当主耶稣从这里经过的时候，
when the Lord Jesus came to this tree,
当主耶稣来到这个树下的时候，
When the Lord Jesus was in this huge city with many, many trees, he came to this tree.
在这个大城市里面有许许多多的树，但是主耶稣来到这棵桑树下面。
And the Lord Jesus looked up and said, Zacchaeus.
他抬头看到撒该说，撒该。
Now if you were Zacchaeus, when you heard your name called, you might have fallen out of the tree.
如果你是撒该，如果那个时候你在那里，你听到有人叫你的名字，你恐怕，而且是不，你并不认识的人，你恐怕会从树上掉下来。
The Bible says the Lord Jesus knows those who belong to him.
圣经告诉我们说，主耶稣认得那些属于他的人。
He says he calls them out by their name.
圣经讲得很清楚，他是站着他们，按着他们的名一个一个呼召出来的。
The Lord Jesus does not need a name tag or an introduction to know anybody.
他不需要我们身上带个名牌，或者要做个自我介绍，他才知道我们是谁。
He knew the name Zacchaeus.
他知道你的名字，他知道撒该的名字。
And he knew that in this very big city, very crowded place, there is one person desperate, waiting, anxious to meet him.
他知道在这个这么大的城市，这么拥挤，这么忙碌的城市里面，许许多多的人，但是这边有一个人，他心里面是非常非常想要认识他，他试着很努力的要来认识他的。
To meet with the Lord Jesus was not just to satisfy his curiosity.
对于耶稣，主耶稣来讲的话，他不只是为了一个好奇心的问题。
Because later on from the Bible, we realize that he needed to see Jesus.
我们可以从圣经后面看到说呢，他需要来见耶稣。
Probably he doesn't know what the need was at the time.
在那个时候他自己也许并不清楚这个需要究竟是什么。
But he had this unspeakable urge that he needed to go to this place to meet with the Lord Jesus.
但他里面一个说不出来的一个好像一个催促。说不出来的一种他就是需要来见耶稣。
I hope this speaks of some of you here this morning.
我希望盼望说这个也许能够说到我们当中某一位你的心里。
Some of you are probably here because you don't know why you had to be here, but you're here this morning.
也许你来到这里你并不明白你为什么来的，但是你就心里面好像有一个感觉你必须要来。
Probably you cannot phrase it as well as I can phrase it.At the moment,
yeah, 就你其实有点觉得说好像没办法用言语来表达。
But this man Zacchaeus, he had a deeper desire.
但这个撒该，他在他的心里的深处，他的的确有这样的一个渴望。
You know, there's a, I do wish that we can understand more, of the original language when the Bible was written.
我们盼望说，我们的确能够，
The original language.
能够认识这圣经的原文更多一些。
Because this name Zacchaeus has a meaning, like every other name in this world, it has meaning.
Yeah, 就像其实所有的人的名字都有意义一样，这个撒该他的名字其实是有意义的。
If you have a Bible dictionary, you can look it up. Zacchaeus means pure.
如果你有圣经字典，你可以查一下，撒该的意思是纯洁。
It means just.
命是正直。
Imagine at the end of the workday,
你想想看，在一个工作的时候
，when all his little tax collectors came to bring him the money back that they have collected of this day.
然后有一天上班的时候呢，工作的时候，这其他的税吏都把钱他们的钱袋子带来了，他们把收到的钱带来了。
When they came, they don't really call him boss, right? They call him Master Zacchaeus.
Yeah, 他们不会只是叫他说老板。他们说这个是应该他们会说撒该大人。
righteous man Zacchaeus, here is the money that we have accumulated for you through illegal means.
公正的撒该大人啊，这里是我们按的不公义的方法拿到的钱。
Every time his name is called,
每次当他的名字被提到的时候，
it's like someone is saying something about him.
这好像就是有人讲到这个，简直是有点讽刺的味道。
And every time he hear his name called out, he knew not only he had wronged his fellow man, but he had wronged God.
每次别人提他的名字的时候，他就知道，他心里其实知道说他又得罪了人，他又得罪了神。
You know, apart from him being physically, bodily short, he had other issues.
所以除了他的身量矮以外，他其实有其他的问题。
There are other facts in his life that he cannot fix.
在他生命中有许多其他的事实，他是没办法改正的。
There are things that he had done in his life that he cannot go back to.
有很多他做错的事情，他没办法回头去把它修正了。
Not only people say it, he know it.
不仅人们谈论这个，他自己也知道。
In the eyes of God, he was a sinner.
在神的眼中，他是个罪人。
Irrefutable.
没有不可辩驳的。
And we don't know why, but he was very anxious to meet with the Lord Jesus.
我们不懂为什么，但是他的确很急着想要见耶稣。
Some people might think that for God to know our name is not a very pleasant thing.
对有些人来讲说呢，好像这个神若知道我们的名字，不是一件太好玩的事情。
Because we might mistaken God as someone who sit high and mighty up on his throne in the heavens.
因为我们 ，sorry，
we might mistaken him high and mighty.
哦，我们可能误解他，我们觉得说他是。他是又高又崇高又伟大，是远远的。
And he has nothing but time.
哦，他没有时间的。
He has nothing but time.
哦，他时间很多。Sorry.
And he has the ability to see from thousands of miles away.
几千里远外，他就可以看见了。
And he can hear everything you say.
哦，他每件我们所每个事每句所说的话，他都听见。
Even if you don't say it, he knows it in your heart.
呀，即使我。嘴巴里没说，心里想的他都知道。
And then in his hand, he's got this notebook.
然后他在手中有一个小册子。
And it was the pen on the other hand.
啊，另外一只手拿着笔。
Oh, whenever you do something wrong, he writes it down.
每做错一件事就写下来了。
Whenever you say something wrong, he writes it down.
说什么错的话也记下来了。
Whenever you think of something wrong, he writes it down.
想什么坏事也记下来。
And in the future, with these things, he will judge.
然后呢，在将来的时候，审判的时候，这些事都要拿出来作证的。
He will send you to hell with this.
然后你就因为这些事情呢，你就被送去地狱了。
So he does nothing but wait and see when you sin, and he takes pleasure in it.
所以我们对神有这样的误解，觉得说神没事干呢，就是在那里等着我们事情，特别是坏事发生的时候好做记录。
But this story tells us otherwise.
但是这个故事让我们发现完全不是这样的。
That the relationship of man and God is not this rigid.
人跟神之间的关系不是这么紧张的。
Now if you know the work of God and how he is, you'll discover that for God to know our name is the most comforting thing in life.
如果我们认识神的工作，你会知道说神知道我们的名字，其实对我们是最有安慰的事情。
You know, God knows the name of Zacchaeus.
神知道撒该的名。
He knew where he was.
他知道撒该在何处。
He knew what he has been through.
他知道撒该经历了什么。
He knew his problems.
他知道他的问题。
He knew the sins he had committed.
他知道他犯的罪。
He knew the suffering.
他知道他受的苦。
And not only that, he had mercy upon Zacchaeus.
不仅如此，他对撒该是蛮有怜悯。
You know, the Bible says God loved people of this world.
圣经告诉我们说，神爱这世上的人。
Perhaps we would think, maybe someone other than Zacchaeus God can love.
也许我们会觉得说，神大概爱许多人，不过撒该不在其中。
People like Zacchaeus, they just go straight to hell. It's very fitting.
撒该这样的人就应该直接去地狱了。
He is not qualified to go anywhere else, let alone heaven.
不可能能够这个去天堂的。
But verse 5 says, when Jesus came to that place,
但是第五节告诉我们说,
when Jesus came to that place,
当耶稣到了那里,
he looked up and saw him.
抬头一看, 对, 抬头一看就看到他。
My dear friends, do you know that our eyes speak?
朋友们，你知道我们的眼睛会说话的。
Have you met someone's eyes when they look at you, the eyes of disappointment?
你有没有见过有人看见你，然后那个眼中是露出失望的表情？
Have you seen people when they look at you, they were like, tisk, tisk, tisk.
你有没有看过人看见你的眼中这个看见你的时候他眼中充满了不屑。
Do you see in other people's eyes that they don't have a clue, they have no idea, they don't understand you?
或者你见过那个别人的眼睛里面充满他对你 不明白好像不理解。
There are things that does not need to be said with words.
有的时候好像不需要用言语来表达。
Just a look says it all.
只需要看一眼，就一切都说明白了。
And here, when the Lord Jesus came to this man,
当主耶稣来到这树下，看见他。
This most notorious man in the city.
这个恶名昭彰的人。
And when eye to eye, when they saw each other,
他们眼对眼，他们看彼此看见的时候
，Jesus said, Zacchaeus.Make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house.
耶稣对他说，撒该，快下来，今天我必住在你家里。
It is not an eyesight of judgment.
那个眼神中充满的并不是审断的眼光。
It is not an eyesight says, come down, you're going to hell.
他不是说你下来，你得去地狱了。
When the Bible said, for God,So loved the world.
圣经告诉我们说，神是如此的爱世人。
You can see that from this one look of the Lord Jesus.
你从这眼一看就知道主耶稣是这样的爱他。
That whatever hidden problems anyone has, the Lord sees, the Lord knows.
不管是怎么样，主耶稣看见，主耶稣知道。
The Lord knows all your difficulties.
他知道你所有的困难。
He knows all the things that you're struggling with.
他知道你所有的挣扎。
And he said, "Come down, for I must go to your house."
他说：“你快下来，因为我今天必住在你家里。”
Would you say that in this big city of Jericho that no one invites the Lord Jesus to dinner?
你想想看，在这么大的城市里，居然没有人来邀请耶稣去参加他的在他家的晚餐吗
？And I think that Jesus might have received many invitations to dinner.
恐怕他受到许许多多的邀请。
But why did Jesus not go to any of them?
但他为什么不去其他人家呢
？But rather insisted on this man's house.
他却坚持说要来到这个人的家中。
And he went to this this most hated man in the city.
这个人是全城最恨恶的人。
But the Bible says, today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart.
圣经告诉我们说，你今日若听见他的声音，不要让你的心刚硬。
The Lord Jesus said, "For today, I must stay at your house."
他说，因为今天我必住在你家里。
You need to remember, that the Lord Jesus wants, He desires to be with us.
我们要知道，主耶稣喜欢，而且他渴望。与我们同住
，not in the position of a judge，
不是为了论断，不是为了审判
，but in the position to show his love and mercy，
乃是为了能够彰显他的慈爱，他的怜悯。
And he says today, even with this opportunity, if you hear the voice of God, do not shut your heart toward him。
他说，若今天有机会，你今天能够听见他的声音，不要把你的心门关了。
In many occasions, in many of the movements or activities that are started by humans,
有许许多多的 有许许多的运动是人
charities
这个
善事
哦，有许多的善事。
Many many of these religions requires men to take the initiative.
啊，有许许多的宗教，有许多的这个慈善呢，都是人们好像必须要要求人们先做一些事情。
It requires that while you are able today.Do something right.
Yeah, 他会说你今天还有能力的时候，你应该做一些对的事。
Otherwise, the blessing of their God or whatever will not come to you.
否则他们的神呢，就不会来祝福你。
That the blessing of their God have to be exchanged by your good behavior.
那些宗教信仰中的神呢，他们要祝福你呢，是基于你所行的善。
But here, in this story, like many, many other stories in the Bible, God came to us.
但是这个故事以及在圣经中许许多其他故事同样都显示出来，乃是神来寻找人。
That this invitation was initiated by the Lord Jesus himself.
这个邀请是神自己开始的。
Even though Zacchaeus would be honored to host Jesus in his house, he would have never asked.
即便是撒该他有这个他想要说他要这个招待人，他大概也不会自己也不会开这个口。
He knew that in this whole city, he probably was the least qualified.
因为他自己知道，他说在这么忙碌的大城里面呢，他大概是
最不值得的。
哎，最不值得的。
That in this whole crowd, Jesus can go to any house. It's better, has better reputation than he has.
他知道说在许多其他的这个人群当中呢，许许多多其他人的家呢，他们是更适合来邀请耶稣去的。
But the marvel of the marvel is that Jesus starts this invitation.
但是真的是最稀奇的事情，就是主耶稣他自己来说他要住在撒该家。
And when that day, when Zacchaeus heard the voice of God, he did not delay.
当他那天当撒该听到主对他说话的时候，他一点都没有迟延。
He did not close his heart to God.
他没有把他的心向着神关闭。
The Bible said he made haste to come down from the tree.
圣经告诉我们，他急忙的下了树。
And received the Lord with joy.
他就欢欢喜喜的接待耶稣。
The next time when Zacchaeus appeared.
下一次当撒该出现的时候
，Now we discover that his conversation is completely different.
我们发现他的对话完全不同了。
Now he began to saying that he will offer half of what he has to the poor.
他说主啊，我把所有的一半给穷人。
And then if I have cheated anybody, I will repay them four times.
我若讹诈了谁，就还他四倍。
But then before he said any of this,
但他在说这些话之前
before he had any change in his behavior,
在他所有的这些行为的变化改变之前
you'll notice in verse 8, he began by saying, Lord.
你发现第一个他说的第一个话在第八节说他是说主啊。
My dear friends, after you become a Christian, do you need to haveChristian conduct? Yes.
亲爱的朋友们，当你成为基督徒的时候，你是不是应该有基督徒的好行为呢？
Do you need to read the Bible and pray and come to church meetings? Yes.
你是不是应该读圣经？你是不是应该来到聚会呢？这些都是是的。
Do you need to do the right things? Yes.
你是不是应该做对的事呢？
Is it? But before you can do any of the right things, you need to have the right relationship with God.
但是在做这一切对的事之前，我们必须要先跟神之间有对的关系。
Because before you can attempt to do anything right, you need to have the right relationship with God.
在我们试着做任何对的事情之前，我们必须要先把跟神的关系搞对了。
To be a right husband.
要做一个好的丈夫。
I've been married for 15 years. 14-15 years.
我已经结婚14-15年了。
And I discovered that despite best effort,
我发现说啊，即便是我用最大的努力
，despite best you know, mental capacity, the willpower.
啊，有最坚强的意志。
The moment I see something wrong, I go, la 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 la, you're wrong, you're wrong. And then the relationship sort of, you know, shatters for that moment.
Yeah, 我虽然尝试了我做最好的我知道的这个丈夫的应该有的样子，可是当事情发生的时候呢，我一下脾气就来了。
Have I not read books on how to be a good husband? I did.
我有没有读过这个书？这个有关于婚姻辅导的书，要怎么样做一个好丈夫呢？是的，我读过。
Have I not read the Bible on how to be a husband? Yes, I did.
我们读圣经说怎么样做好丈夫呢？是的，我也读过。
Have I went to seminars on how to be a good husband? I did.
我有没有去参加那些讲座，讲到说怎么样做好的丈夫呢？我也去了。
To do the right thing in life is our desire.
我们的心是盼望能做对的事，做好的事。
It is an honorable thinking.
这是的确，这是一个高贵的思想。
To live as good as you can be is an honorable thinking.
Yeah, 这是一个尊贵的一个思想，是我们要尽力的去做一个好的人。
But you forget who you are.
但是我们又来到那个但是，我们忘记了我们自己是怎样的人。
You do not understand the sin that is in us.
我们没有明白罪在我们里面。
You do not understand the secret power that is within us that is so capable, so quick to destroy everything you ever hoped for.
我们并不认识到说在这个隐藏的在我们里面的这个恶的那个能力。能够很快的把我们所有要做好的事情通通都破坏了。
To reverse the years of hard work that you have ever tried.
你花了许许多少年试着要去尝试去建造的，一下就被摧毁了。
One dinner conversation could have destroyed it all.
一个在晚上这个晚餐上讲错的事情，就可能把这许许多的努力化作泡影。
My dear friends, before you can live as a right person.You must have the right relationship with God.
我们要做一个对的人，做一个好的人。在这之前，我们必须先跟神有一个对的关系。
Otherwise, all your desire, all your will is just a dream.
否则，我们这所有的努力，或者我们的意志去勉强，也不过只是一个泡影。
Without the intervention of God, we cannot live right.
没有神在其中，我们不可能。活得正常，不可能活得对。
Most of the things in your life can be right, but there is a but.
我们人生中许多事可能都是好的、对的，但是这里有一个但是。
That but, that sin will destroy you.
罪就是那个但是会毁坏我们。
But for Zacchaeus,
至于撒该
Jesus is not just a miracle worker.
对于撒该来讲，耶稣不只是那位行神迹的人。
Jesus is not someone who taught and spoke many right things.
他不只是讲许多好的道理。
He realized that without Jesus in his life, he can't do it.
他明白到，耶稣若没有来到他的生命中，他什么也不成。
He would probably know what is right, but he can't do it.
他可以知道什么是他该做的，但他就是做不到。
He probably had the desire, but he can't do it.
他有这样的渴望，但他就是做不到。
No one can change someone from the outside.
没有人能够从外面去改变一个人。
Now, you guys are parents, you know what I'm talking about.
我们在做做父母的，我想你都明白我所说的。
Can your many house rules change your kids?
你在家里中设立了许许多规矩，真的能改变你的孩子吗？
Can the government with many of its rules change the citizens' behavior?
政府用许许多的法律真的能够改变这个人民的行为吗？
The Bible says what we need is something from the inside.
圣经告诉我们说那个改变必须从里面开始。
There needs to be a life that made anew from the inside.
必须要有一个更新的生命在我们里面。
That even though the circumstances remain the same, but you are changed from the inside.
所以即便外面的情况还是一样的，但是你的里面改变是从里面开始。
So here, verse 9, the Lord Jesus said, Today, salvation have come to this house.
所以耶稣在第九节说，今天救恩到了这家。
Because he also is a son of Abraham.
因为他也是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Never mind what son of Abraham means.
你不需要，也许不明白什么是亚伯拉罕子孙的意思。
For your sake, what the son of Abraham means is someone who believes in Jesus.
他的意思就是他是一个相信耶稣的人。
That salvation has come to this person in this house because he believed in Jesus.
救恩来到了这家，因为他家相信了耶稣。
Change from inside has come to this man because he believed in Jesus.
改变来到了这个人，因为这改变是从里面，当他相信耶稣的时候。
Why?
为什么？
Because the Son of Man came to seek to save that which was lost.
为什么救恩来了？是因为人子来，我要寻找并拯救失丧的人。
My dear friends, Christmas is so much more than Santa Claus and some gifts.
亲爱的朋友，圣诞节真的不是只是圣诞老人跟礼物的事情。
Oh, the Son of Man came for such bigger purpose than that.
我们应当想到人子来是为了寻找拯救失丧的人。
Would you not consider the story of Zacchaeus and learn from him?
你愿不愿意思想撒该的故事，并且从他学到功课呢？
I heard a parable analogy that was made in the olden times.
我听过一个比喻，在从前的时候有一个人讲的一个比喻。
That it doesn't matter how you behave, the people around you always look at you with the same judgment.
他说你不管你怎么样的那个你的行为怎样啊，这个你周围的人总是对你有所批评。
They always hold on to the, their understanding of you from the previous times.
啊，他们是不管你现在行为如何，他们是照着你过去他们对你的印象来判断。
So for this man, chief tax collector, they know him.
所以对于这个人撒该，他是一个税吏长，他们这些其他人都知道他过去做的事。
This man was a sinner, and they know him.
这个人是罪人，他们都知道。
And they thought that they know everything there is to know about Zacchaeus.
所以他们会觉得说，他们太知道撒该了，他们这个没有什么事情撒该做他们不知道的。
But the analogy goes that there is some people you go to never look at you the same way as they did previously.
但在这个比喻里面呢，是讲到说 有一个人他来看你呢，不是照着你过去的行为 来判断。
If you go and make a tailor of your shirt,
你如果去定做一个西装啊，
Of course you might have went to this tailor many times in the past.
你虽然去找这个裁缝师很多次，
But every time you go to this tailor,
你每次来找这个裁缝的时候，
He would not count on his previous measurements.
他不会照着你过去量的尺寸来给你做衣服的。
He would not consider you the same way as you were yesterday.
他不会讲说啊，你以前是这么重的，所以我做的西装还是照着你以前的体重来做。
He will bring out his measurement and measure you afresh.
他把他的皮尺拿出来重新量，照着你现有的样子来量。
My dear friends, would you not like to start afresh with the Lord Jesus today?
我的亲爱的朋友们，你是不是也希望这样子？当你来见主耶稣，他照着你现有的样子来量。
Do not hold on to what you have done in the past.
不管是你过去做了什么。
Do not allow other people to hold on what you have done in the past.
也不需要让叫别人来照着你过去所做的来判断。
Do not hold on to the sin that you lived in the past.
不要再抓住过去所犯的罪。
This is the good news.
这是好消息。
When Jesus came to this world, he came to seek you.
主耶稣来到这世上，他是来寻找你。
In order to save you.
为了拯救你。
In order to give you a new life.
为了给你一个新生命。
One that is right in the eyes of God.
这个新生命在神的眼中看是对的。
One that will allow you, give you the capacity, give you the power to live right before man.
这样的一个新生命是让你有能力能够在人的面前在神的面前活得对。
Would you not take this as a Christmas gift?
你愿不愿意接受这个作为圣诞礼物呢？
You take this as the reason he came to this world.
这是他来到这世上的原因。
That he walked among our fellow men.
他行走在人们当中。
That he spoke these words of grace.
他所说的话是充满恩典。
That you will learn the example of Zacchaeus today.
那你今天如果能从撒该的这个例子里面学到。
That you will come down from whatever situation you're in.
不管你原有的光景如何。
That you will come to him.
愿意来到耶稣面前。
Receive him.
接受他
open your house, open your heart toward him.
将你的心将你的家向他打开
allow him to begin his life in you.
让他将他的生命从你的生命里开始
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
让我们一同低下头祷告
I would like to extend you this invitation this morning.
我们盼望今天早上再能够邀请各位
that if youHave come to the house of the Lord.
那你来到神的家。
That you have heard some words of the Lord Jesus.
你听到了主耶稣的话。
And that today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart.
你今天听见他的声音，不要再叫你的心刚硬。
I pray to God that he will give you a soft heart this moment.
我祷告神给你，赐给你一个柔软的心。
That you would accept him.
让你愿意接受他。
If anybody this morning wants to accept the Lord Jesus as your Savior, please raise your hand.
若今天早上有人愿意接受耶稣做你的救主，请举你的手。
That the Lord Jesus is readily available to save you.
主耶稣已经预备好拯救。
Just raise your hand. It's that simple.
只需要举起你的手，非常的简单。
And you don't have to do anything.
你并不需要做其他的事。
He came, he has done everything for you.
他其实把一切都为你做了。
And the invitation is right here.
这个邀请就在这儿。
Yours to take.
是为了你来预备的。你只需要接受。
Does anybody want to accept the Lord Jesus this morning?
有没有人今天早上愿意接受耶稣做救主呢?
Raise your hand.
请举起你的手。
Tell him.
告诉他。
Come down from the tree.
从你的树上下来。
Come out of your situation.
从你的光景中出来。
Tell him.
告诉他
Live a new life.
我要过一个新的生活。
Does anybody want to receive the Lord Jesus?
有没有人愿意接受耶稣呢?
Raise your hand.
请举起你的手。
This is your moment.
这是你的时刻。
This is your time.
这是你的时间。
The church made this time for you.
教会为了你预备这个时间呢。
Would you accept the Lord Jesus?
你愿意接受耶稣吗?
Anybody?
有没有哪一位?
The first one is always the hardest.
第一位总是比较困难的。
Anybody?
有没有人?
This is the good news.
这是一个好消息。
This will change your life.
会改变你的人生。
Anybody?
有人吗?
Okay, let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Lord Jesus,
亲爱的主耶稣,
how kind, how gracious you are to us.
你是如此的恩慈良善。
How patient you are with sinners.
并且你对着向着罪人是如此的忍耐。
Oh Lord Jesus, we pray that for all our gospel friends here.
主耶稣，我们祷告在这里所有的福音朋友们。
For all the people who have never publicly made an indication to come to you yet.
为着所有那些还没有愿意在公开的场合来接受你的。
We pray that these words spoken this morning would give them.Some thoughts to ponder.
我们祷告今天早上我们在这里所传讲的能够在他们的心中有所回响。
We pray that the Holy Spirit will use the word of the Bible to continue to speak to our friend's heart.
我们祷告神的话在我们朋友的心中继续的说。
Oh Lord, we are so thankful that you have come into our life.
我们真的是感谢你来到我们的人生中。
We do pray.That you will continue to strengthen all the brothers and sisters here.
所以我们求你坚固所有的弟兄姐妹。
Oh Lord, help us to love you.
教导我们，帮助我们爱你。
Help us to respond to your love.
教导我们向着你的爱有回应。
We thank you for your presence this morning.
我们实在感谢你的同在。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.